Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today.
We need to tell you about a new movie that Dermot and I were lucky enough to go see the other day. It's The Suicide Squad. Now, you know, The Suicide Squad already came out. You only watched that recently, didn't you?
Yeah, I just was catching up on it because I knew I was going to watch the new The Suicide Squad, or The Suicide Squad, depending on how you want to pronounce it. So this latest one, it's not a prequel, it's not a sequel, it's just another one.
Another adventure.
Exactly. Some of the same characters, lots of new characters, and it is so funny.
Genuinely so funny.
Yeah.
Like, John Cena, who is a friend of the show, guys, you know, certainly not a friend of yours, Dermot, you can get your tech working to talk to him, but a friend of mine. But he's in it, and he spends most of the movie in his underpants, which is just, I don't know why it's so funny, it just really, really is funny.
There's a shark in it that's absolutely hilarious, voiced by Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, so you've got Margot Robbie in there, you've got Idris Elba, John Cena, Sylvester Stallone, and Peter Capaldi. Peter Capaldi is Doctor Who. He's the amazing Malcolm Tucker in that incredible UK comedy, The Thick of It. But in The Suicide Squad, he plays evil genius, The Thinker. And he's on the line to have a chat with us now. Peter, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thanks, Dave.
Congratulations on Suicide Squad. We saw it yesterday and absolutely loved it.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. It's fun, isn't it?
It really is fun. It's one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long time. And you don't kind of associate, you know, a superhero type movie, an action movie, with actual belly laughs usually.
Yeah, well, I've never been in a superhero movie before, and I'm glad this is the one that I appeared in, because it's quite sour. You know, it's quite bitter and acidic, and all of those superheroes or supervillains really is what they are. They all hate each other, and I love all that.
Yeah.
That they're always bickering and got nasty things to say about each other. I think that's great.
Well, we love
it. It's got a slightly kind of nostalgic kind of feel about it. I'm not quite sure. There's a sort of 70s kind of vibe about it, which I like.
Yeah. And your character, the Thinker, Gaius Greaves, the evil genius. Obviously, you know, if people who aren't familiar with how you look, you have all these sort of little, what look like fuses sticking into your head. And when I was watching the film, I was like, wow, that's impressive makeup. And that reminds me, I must change the brake bulb in my car.
That's right, because they look like spark plugs, don't they? They look like spark plugs.
It does.
Spark plugs are little light bulbs. Yeah, they did a great job, I have to say they did. I mean, that was like, but it takes about 4 hours to do that in the morning. Because everybody thinks, they just shaved your head and glued these light bulbs to your head. But of course, it wouldn't work that way, you know, because if you shook your head, the light bulbs would come flying off and everything would grind to a halt. And I have to say, the makeup department, our makeup team, led by a guy called Matt Sprunger, did an incredible job with that. And of course, it was lovely because we'd sit there for 4 hours and there's nothing I can do except just sit there. But they play me lots of music, so that was cool. We got into a zen. So.
Yeah, I've often wondered about that, sitting in the chair. Are you required to make 4 hours of small talk with the prosthetics people?
No, you just shut up. You just shut up and let them go. Because also the other thing that people don't realize is people go, oh, 4 hours, they've got to get you ready by 8 a.m.
Oh.
You know, and if you're not ready by 8 a.m., they're in trouble.
So what time were they picking you up at?
About 3:30. I mean, I was in the chair by about 4.
God.
So they're working against the clock.
Well, it's just as well you were playing a surly evil genius, because if you had to play like a really peppy, upbeat character with that lack of sleep, it would have been a challenge.
No, it was good. The funny thing is, it was very comfortable. It was actually, the makeup was very easy to wear. The only trouble was I'd forget that it was there. And I'd jump into a car, and of course I cut the space between the top of my head and a car roof might only be 3 inches, but of course I've got an extra bit added to my head. I've got another 5 inches, which I would smash one of those little lights then. They'd not be very happy with
now
me.
You know how Hilda Ogden felt all those years in Coronation Street with her curlers.
Bless
in
her. I don't think she was 4 hours of makeup though.
Unlikely.
Although it's nice to hear Hilda Ogden's name again.
Yeah, there's a reference you maybe weren't expecting today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's a whole generation who don't even know who you're talking about. Who we're talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about Doctor Who. I mean, you were famously Doctor Who, and a role that we absolutely loved you in. How was your experience with that and taking on such an iconic role?
It was great. It was enormous fun. It was sort of a little bit scary because I knew, not because of the role, but because of the visibility of it. You suddenly stepped up to, people recognize you all the time. And that was a sort of change in my life that I was a little concerned about. But, you know, I'd always been, as a kid, I was crazy about Doctor Who, and it would just be an insult to the gods not to do it when they offered it. I loved it, but I'm glad I'm done now.
Yeah, you've done it now, and you can, you can kind of put that down on the CV. You did play in a departure. You did play the guitar on the theme tune for one of the episodes.
That's right, with our mutual friend Daniel. We did. There's a scene where the Doctor arrives on a tank, playing the electric guitar. This was not my idea, and when I said I should play it, it'd be fun if you could play the guitar, because I thought he could just have a guitar and plug it into the TARDIS console,
of course,
and it'd have all valves. And I thought also he could have he could sort of go and teach. He could build a wah wah pedal and give it to Jimi Hendrix. You know, he'd invent the wah wah pedal, but it didn't quite work out like that. It was like a Cher video. Suddenly I was coming in this, but what I played, they said, well, what are you going to play on the guitar? I said, I don't know what I'll play. Then I suddenly thought, I'll play the Doctor Who theme. So I spent hours working out how to play the Doctor Who theme, and we shot it with me actually playing the Doctor Who theme, and then they dubbed it with something else.
Ah, the devils.
And that's show business.
Dare they.
Cutting room floor. But Kamira, speaking of music, I know you were in a band called the Dream Boys, and we've been searching furiously on Spotify and the like, but I can't find you in there. Where are the Dream Boys tapes gone?
I don't know. It was just at that time in the 80s when everybody had a go at doing stuff, and we had a great time.
Yeah.
With Craig Ferguson, of course, famously was our drummer. And we had a gas.
Yeah, well,
we weren't very successful, obviously. So
I was. I still am in a punk cover band called the 1-2-3-4s, because every song in punk starts with 1-2-3-4. As well, you know. Maybe we could end up doing a cover of a Dream Boys track.
Oh, I don't know about that. What was your favorite cover? What was your favorite cover that you did?
Well, we always love doing the Clash and Sex Pistols. I think I'm the drummer.
Which Sex Pistols one?
Pretty Vacant.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So did you play that on guitar?
No, I'm a drummer.
Oh, right, fantastic.
And the great thing about punk is you could be as sloppy as you like and it still sounds like punk.
I see that Danny Boyle's doing a TV series about the Sex Pistols. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting, yeah. Well, look, The Thinker, Gaius Greaves, Peter Capaldi, thank you very much for chatting to us. Congratulations on an absolutely brilliant role in an absolutely brilliant movie.
And thank you for Malcolm Tucker, by the way. We didn't have time to get to it, but no one is more punk than Malcolm Tucker.
And very quickly, my children actually hate you for your roles in Paddington because you are so evil to that cute bear and they're not happy about
that's
it.
That's what we like to hear. Cool.
Peter, thanks much. Talk soon.
All the best.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.